Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we are going to be doing a deep dive into the world of mattresses.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, specifically, we're looking at this Helix Midnight Luxe mattress.
Oh, nice.
So, of course, we need some data, some information to really dive deep into this.
Right.
We got this great review from mattressadvisory.org.
Okay, yeah, those guys are thorough.
Yeah, and hopefully this will help all of us out there, including myself, because I need a new mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Decide if this is the right fit for us.
All right, so what's interesting about the Helix Midnight Lux is that it's not really trying to be everything for everyone.
Okay.
It's really just for a specific kind of sleeper, which I think is smart
Right then.
because,
Yeah.
one mattress can't please everyone.
Totally. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So, who is this mattress for? Who is this ideal sleeper?
So based on the review, it seems like this is for side sleepers
Okay.
who want that like plushy feel but also need to stay cool like
Wet.
all night.
Got it.
In fact, Mattress Advisory specifically said this is great for hot sleepers.
Got it. Okay. So, side sleeper and a hot sleeper. You're gonna love this thing.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's a flip side to that coin.
Yeah, for sure. They said if you're a stomach sleeper, you're going to want to skip this one.
Okay.
And also, it's not exactly the most budget-friendly.
Right. That makes sense.
Which brings us to an interesting point about the construction of this mattress.
Okay. Lay it on me. What is in this thing?
Six layers.
Six layers.
Yeah, so they use this whole six-layer system to get this balance of support and comfort.
Wow.
And what's really cool is they have this zoned body shape layer.
Okay.
It's basically a bunch of coils, but they reinforce the support in like the hip area,
Oh, interesting.
which is great if you're a side sleeper.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Because I know my hips and shoulders always kill me when I sleep on my side.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm curious, is six layers like the standard these days, or is Helix doing something unique?
I mean, a lot of mattresses have multiple layers, but this particular combo is what makes the Helix unique. You see, a lot of companies will go for plush comfort or cooling features,
Right.
but Helix is going for both with this one.
Oh, they're trying to do it all.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the cooling then, because they're really hyping that up. I got this Tencel cover, the Glacier-Tix cooling cover, and copper gel memory foam.
Right.
Like, is that all marketing or does that stuff really work?
So Mattress Advisory really called out this mattress as an option for hot sleepers,
Okay.
and they're pretty thorough when they test these out.
There they are.
So I'd say that's a pretty good sign that the cooling features actually work.
All right, well, break it down for me. What is Tencel and Glacier-Tix, and how does this copper gel memory foam work?
Okay, so Tencel is this fabric that's really breathable.
Okay.
It's actually used a lot in athletic wear because it wicks moisture away,
Oh,
helps regulate temperature.
interesting.
So having a Tencel cover is definitely going to help with airflow and heat.
Okay.
Now the Glacier-Tix cooling cover is even more focused on cooling. They don't give a ton of detail, but it seems like it's a special fabric that's made to feel cool to the touch
Oh, nice.
and get rid of heat fast.
So if I'm like a super hot sleeper, Glacier-Tix is the move.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And what about this copper gel memory foam? I feel like I've heard that before, but I don't really understand how it works.
It's actually pretty interesting.
Okay.
So copper is super good at conducting heat.
Okay.
So they put it in the memory foam, and that creates this material that can pull heat away from your body.
Wow.
It's basically like tiny little heat sinks in the mattress.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So it's not just about having the top layer cool.
Yeah.
They're actually trying to make the whole mattress regulate temperature.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But, this is all fancy technology, so I'm guessing it's going to cost a pretty penny, right?
You're not wrong.
Okay.
The Helix Midnight Lux is definitely marketed as like a premium mattress, so it comes with a premium price tag.
Right.
But before we talk about that, I want to mention another thing that the review called out,
Okay.
motion isolation.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah, this is key for anyone who shares a bed, and especially if someone's a restless sleeper.
Oh, tell me about it. My partner is like a log. I'm a very light sleeper. I feel like I'm on a boat every
Yeah.
time he moves.
So how does the Helix handle motion transfer?
Yeah.
So those individually wrapped coils
Okay.
in the zoned body shape layer,
Right.
those play a big role in like isolating motion.
Okay.
So each coil moves on its own.
Got it.
So when your partner moves, it doesn't like ripple across the whole mattress.
Oh, nice.
It's like having a bunch of little shock absorbers.
Oh, that is a dream come true. No more trampoline effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but one thing you mentioned earlier is that stomach sleepers might not find this mattress ideal.
Yeah.
Why is that?
So the reviewer said the medium firm feel, which is good for side sleepers, could be too soft for stomach sleepers.
Right.
They might prefer something a little firmer that supports their lower back more.
Yeah, I guess when you're on your stomach, you need a little more pushback to keep your spine aligned.
Exactly.
Now, you said that this mattress doesn't come in a dual firmness option or a split king.
Yeah, that's right.
So if my partner and I have really different firmness preferences, this might not be the best choice.
Yeah, it could be tricky.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. But before we get into other options, let's talk about the price of the Helix Midnight Lux.
All right, let's hear it.
It's an investment, but is it worth the splurge?
Yeah. I mean, how much are we talking?
Prices range from like $1,030 for a twin to $2,155 for a California king.
Okay, so yeah, that's definitely an investment. But you know what they say, you can't put a price on a good night's sleep.
That's true.
Right.
That's very true.
So it's all about priorities.
Yeah, and before we keep going, I think it's important for everyone listening to think about like what their sleep needs are and what their priorities are.
Yeah, good point.
Are you a side sleeper, back slick stomach sleeper?
Yeah.
Do you sleep hot?
Your back pain.
Yeah, all these things are crucial to think about before you just jump into anything.
It's easy to get caught up in all the bells and whistles and like the marketing.
Oh, for sure.
But you have to think about what you need.
Yeah.
What actually is going to work for you.
Exactly.
So yeah, keep those questions in mind as we continue our deep dive into this Helix Midnight Lux.
Yeah, we're going to explore how well it performs,
yeah.
Compare it to some other popular mattresses,
yeah.
And ultimately decide if the Helix deserves a spot in your bedroom.
Okay. I'm excited. Okay, so we've got a good idea of like who this mattress is for and some of the key features.
Yeah.
But I'm still a little stuck on those six layers.
Yeah.
Can we break down what each layer does?
Of course.
Like, what is the point of having so many layers?
It's all about creating this like perfect balance of support and comfort.
Okay.
Each layer has its own job.
Got it. Okay.
It's kind of like building a cake.
Ooh, like that.
You know, each layer adds something to the overall flavor and texture.
I'm with you. Okay, so let's talk mattress cake. What's the first layer?
So right on top, you have the premium cooling pillow top.
Okay.
And this is where you get to pick between the Tensil cover or the Glaciotex cooling cover.
Right, right.
So the Tensil is great for breathability, and the Glaciotex is more intense cooling.
Got it. So if I'm like a furnace when I sleep, Glaciotex is what I want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And then underneath that, you have the Helix Responsive Foam.
Responsive foam. What's that all about?
So it's all about how the foam reacts to like your weight and how you move.
Okay.
So this particular foam is made to kind of like contour to your shape.
Okay.
So you get that like cradled feeling, but it also bounces back quickly.
Okay.
So you don't feel stuck.
So it's like a hug, but it doesn't suffocate you.
Exactly.
Okay. I like it.
Speaking of hugs, next layer is the copper gel memory foam.
Yes. The one we've been waiting for.
Right.
Tell me more about that. Does it feel like I'm sleeping on a block of ice?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's actually super comfortable. So the copper is infused into the memory foam, and that like boosts the heat dissipating properties.
Right, because copper is good at conducting heat.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having those tiny heat sinks in the mattress.
Right.
Pulling that heat away from you.
Okay, so all these fancy cooling features, I'm sold on the cooling aspect, but what about support?
Yes.
Like with all this talk about comfort, I feel like support is going to be lacking.
No, so that's where the lower layers come in.
Okay.
So after the copper gel memory foam, you have this transition layer.
Okay.
Which is just another layer of responsive foam.
Okay.
And it's basically like a bridge between the comfort layers and the support layers.
So like the middle childs of the mattress family.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to keep everyone happy.
I love it. Okay.
And then you get to the layer that really makes the Helix Midnight Lux special.
Oh, here we go.
The zoned body shape layer.
Yeah, the coils with the reinforced support for the hips.
Yes, this is where the magic happens.
Okay.
These zoned coils give you support right where you need it. Help keep your spine aligned.
Okay.
Take the pressure off your hips and shoulders.
It's like they really thought about side sleepers when they designed this.
Yeah, they really did.
But what about the rest of the body? Does it get support or is it all just about the hips?
No. So the good thing about individually wrapped coils,
yeah,
is that they contour to your body. So they're supporting you like head to toe.
Oh, wow.
And then finally the base layer, the Duradense foam base layer.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty basic.
Yeah, it is.
What does it do?
So it might not be glamorous, but it's super important.
Okay.
It basically provides a foundation for all those other layers,
Right.
stops the mattress from sagging, and helps it last longer.
So like the unsung hero of the mattress.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so we've got all these layers working together, but how does it actually feel?
So the reviewers describe it as like a medium firm feel,
Okay.
which seems to be like the sweet spot for a lot of people,
Yeah.
especially side and back slippers. You get that plush feeling from the top, but then you feel the support underneath.
So you're not just sinking in, you're actually being supported.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
And speaking of different positions, we've talked a lot about side sleepers, but
Yeah.
what about back sleepers? Would they be comfortable on this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I know some back sleepers like it firm, some like it a little softer.
Right.
What do you think?
I think based on the review, this could be a good option for back sleepers who like that medium firm feel.
Okay.
Because the zone support system would give them good lumbar support.
Right.
But if they want like super firm, then this might be too soft.
Okay, so it really depends.
Yeah.
And what about stomach sleepers? We kind of touched on that earlier.
Yeah.
But why is it not ideal for them? Is it just the firmness or something else?
It's mostly the firmness.
Okay.
So that medium firm feel could put too much pressure on their stomach and hips,
Right.
and that can lead to back pain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They usually need a firmer mattress to keep their spine aligned.
Okay, so it's all about finding what works for your sleep position.
Exactly.
Now, besides the firmness and the cooling, is there anything else the reviewers pointed out?
Yeah, actually, they mentioned a few other interesting things.
Okay, like what?
They talked about how responsive and bouncy the mattress is.
Wait, a mattress is supposed to be bouncy.
Well, not too bouncy,
Oh.
but a little bounce can be a good thing,
How so?
especially for couples, because it makes it easier to move around without disturbing each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's actually a lot that goes into making a good mattress.
Yeah, it's a science.
It is. It's not just throwing a bunch of materials together.
Right.
There's a lot of thought that goes into it.
That makes sense.
Oh, and the reviewers also talked about off-gassing.
Ooh, yeah, the dreaded new mattress smell.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. I've definitely experienced that before.
Yeah, it's not fun.
But the good news is this mattress is CertiPUR US certified.
Got it.
So it meets these strict standards for like low VOC
So it's
emissions.
not going to reek of chemicals.
No, they said any smell is mild and goes away quickly.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
good to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be breathing that in.
No.
Speaking of peace of mind, what about the trial period and the warranty?
Yeah, so the Helix Midnight Lux comes with a 100-night trial,
Okay.
which is pretty standard these days,
Right.
but it gives you plenty of time to test it out and decide if you like it.
Yeah, no pressure. And
Exactly.
what's the warranty like?
15 years,
Oh,
which
we're...
covers things like sagging and problems with the foam.
So they're standing behind their product.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we've been talking about the Helix Midnight Lux,
Right.
but it's not the only option out there.
It's not.
So, what else is out there that we should be considering?
So the reviewers specifically mentioned the Nola Evolution 15
Okay.
and the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Okay, those are big names too.
Yeah.
So, what are their strengths and how do they compare to the Helix?
So the Nola Evolution is another good one for side sleepers
Okay.
and people who sleep hot.
Got it.
They're known for this Arctochill cooling cover
Okay.
and this special foam called Air Foam
Yeah, okay.
that's super breathable and good for pressure relief.
So it sounds like the Nola is going head to head with the Helix on cooling.
Yeah, exactly. They're both trying to solve that problem, but in different ways.
Okay. I like this competition.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Bear Elite Hybrid? You mentioned that it's for active people. What
Right.
makes it so special for athletes?
So the Bear Elite Hybrid is all about recovery.
Go.
It has the Cellient technology in the cover,
Okay.
and it's supposed to turn your body heat into infrared energy.
What?
And then that energy goes back into your muscles.
So you're telling me if I run a marathon and sleep on this mattress,
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up feeling amazing.
Potentially.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feature.
That is cool.
Yeah, and the reviewers also said it has great motion isolation and edge support.
Oh, that's always a plus.
Yeah, especially if you share a bed.
Okay, so we've got three serious contenders here.
We
The Helix Midnight Lux, the Nola Evolution 15, and the Bear Elite Hybrid,
Yeah.
all targeting different kinds of sleepers.
Exactly.
I'm already overwhelmed. How
Well,
do I even choose?
I know it's a lot, but that's why we have this awesome review from Mattress Advisory to
Right.
help us break it all down.
Okay, so what are some key things we should focus on when we're comparing these three? All right, so we've spent some time now talking about these three mattresses, the Helix Midnight Lux, the Nola Evolution 15, and the Bear Elite Hybrid.
We have.
I'm basically a mattress expert now.
Almost.
But now comes the hard part.
How
do we actually pick one?
Yeah, it's like being in a mattress store surrounded by all the choices.
Right.
But instead of a salesperson, we have this awesome review to help us.
Yeah, exactly. So let's use it. What are some of the most important things to focus on when we're comparing these three?
One big one is pressure relief.
Okay.
A good mattress should distribute your weight evenly so you're not putting pressure on your joints. And the review gave high marks to both the Helix Midnight Lux and the Nola Evolution for pressure relief.
Okay.
Especially for side sleepers.
Right, because they've got those comfort layers and all that targeted support.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the Bear Elite Hybrid? How did it do with pressure relief?
It was decent.
Okay.
But not as good as the Helix or the Nola.
Okay.
The reviewers thought it might be too firm for some side sleepers.
Okay, so if pressure relief is what you're after,
yeah.
Helix or Nola are looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, motion isolation is super important to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've talked about my partner.
Right. He's a wild sleeper.
He moves a lot. So how do they do with that?
So both the Helix Midnight Lux and the Bear Elite Hybrid were awesome for motion isolation.
Okay.
Those individually wrapped coils really make a difference. Mm-hmm. They actually did like a wine glass test. They put a glass of wine on the mattress and had someone jump on the other side.
Oh, wow.
And the glass barely moved.
That's some serious motion isolation.
Yeah, for sure.
What about the Nola Evolution? How'd it do?
It was good.
Okay.
But not as good as the Helix or the Bear.
Okay. So if you're sharing a bed, definitely got to keep that in mind.
For sure.
Okay. What about edge support?
So edge support was another area where the Helix Midnight Lux did really well.
Okay.
They said it was super supportive even when you're sitting or lying near the edge.
Nice. So no more rolling off the bed.
Exactly.
What about the Nola and the Bear? How did their edges do?
The Bear Elite Hybrid also got high marks for edge support.
Okay.
They said it was almost as good as the Helix.
Okay.
The Nola didn't do as well.
Okay.
The edges were a little softer and less supportive.
Okay. So we've covered pressure relief, motion isolation, and edge support.
Yeah. Those are the big ones.
Is there anything else we need to think about before making a decision?
Well, personal preference is always a big one.
Right.
Some people just prefer a certain feel, you know?
Yeah. Some people want that sinking feeling. Some want a really firm surface.
Exactly. And that's why these trial periods are so important.
All right. You got to actually sleep on the mattress.
Yeah. You can't know until you try it.
Yeah. That's a really good point. No matter how much research you do, there's nothing like actually experiencing it for yourself.
Exactly.
So if you're on the fence, definitely take advantage of those trials.
Yeah. And remember, there's no right or wrong answer here.
True.
It's all about what works for you.
Well said.
I feel like this deep dive has been super helpful.
Me too. I actually feel like I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So I think I'm ready to get myself a new mattress.
Me too. And listeners, if you need a refresher on all this stuff,
yeah,
you can always go back and listen again.
Yeah.
Or check out the full review on mattressadvisory.org.
They have tons of great info.
They do. They have all the details, visuals, comparisons.
Yeah, and user reviews too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You can see what real people are saying.
Exactly.
All right. So that wraps up our deep dives into the world of mattresses.
We did it.
Hopefully everyone out there feels more confident about choosing the right mattress for them.
Yeah. Good luck out there.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams. Sweet.